next item of business that we haven't covered is item number 14, Sheriff.
Please read it.
Number 14 is from the Office of the Comptroller and an informational report on the third quarter fiscal report. And it is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Mansky, you're so patient. Having had an election and knocking on doors and talking to people, you're so patient. I think that helps you. That's helped your temperament. Go ahead, Mr. Mansky. Go ahead.
The report that's before you is the fiscal report for the third quarter of 2012 for Milwaukee County. This report indicates a potential surplus of $8.7 million for Milwaukee County. The previous surplus projection was $5.6 million, and so an increase from there. The majority of the surplus is coming from the Department of Transportation, the Transit Division, from MTS, and that's $4.9 million. There's also a surplus of $1.7 from Health and Human Services. Offsetting these surpluses on the operating side is a deficit of $0.8 million from BHD, Sheriff of $2.7 million, and Parks of $0.2 million. The other part of the surplus is coming from fringe benefits and $3.8 million and a slight sales tax revenue surplus of $0.6 million, offset by a lower amount being received from Freighter for the lease payment for the land lease for former Doane Hospital space out on the county grounds. With regards to transit, the surplus is $0.2 million in transit operations, and from paratransit operations, a surplus of $4.7 million. Indicated in my report is that the number of paratransit trips will be reduced by about 40% from budgeted estimates, thereby reducing the cost by $9.9 million for that entity. However, that will also reduce their reimbursement revenue of about $5.2 million, which gets you the $4.7 million surplus. In my conversations with them, they're indicating that what they've been attempting to do is get the people who normally take this service is to go over to the bus system and right. to use the bus system for those purposes instead of taking a higher cost for the paratransit trips. So those dollar amounts, originally, I think previous time that I reported to you, their projection was somewhere around 25 to 30% of savings, and now they're at approximately 40% for these savings for the year. The other things that I would mention is that these projections do not include anything for the pending litigation. You have one item before you later today with regards to the AFSCME DC 48 for the settlement of the 2011 furlough days, and any other litigation items that may be coming up or be aware of. The other item is indicated as the 2012 pension contribution. There is a variance that's not included in the surplus. There is a variance between the appropriation of $27.4 million and the actuary's required amount of $24.9 million. That difference of $2.5 million under current county ordinance just requires that it just be paid into the pension fund and then amortized over a five-year period. To use any of that surplus for any other purpose would require a resolution by the board and approval by the county exec to use that for any other purposes.
Any questions, Mr. Maskey? Supervisors Alexander and Cullen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My first question is in regards to the AFSCME furlough days for 2011 cited in the report, the estimate for $1.18 million. Does that include seasonal and overtime components of that?
There is no amount in there for seasonal, and there is no amount in there for overtime.
Thank you. And, Mr. Chairman, I'm also curious regarding the 2012 pension contributions, the difference of the $2.5 million. What has been past practice by the county when we've had situations like this?
In the past 2 years, there has been a similar situation in 2011 and 2010 where the initial estimate provided by the actuary and then the final estimate that we receive in April of the we generally get a number in about June of the budget, of when we're preparing for the budget. So for this year, we would have received in June of 2012 the initial estimate for 2013. In April of 2013, we'll receive the actuary's final report of what the number is. In the past two, for 2010 and 2011, we had a similar situation. I think it was about $3.1 million in 11 and $3 or $4 million in the previous year. And the past practice has been to make the payment at the budgeted dollar amount and make that payment into there. That amount then is amortized over a five-year period. Changes like that are amortized. And so, in essence, we're getting that money back to reduce our contribution over the next 5 years at an 8% interest rate.
Thank you. And, Mr. Chairman, I'm also curious on page 9 of the report under fringe benefits, it discusses that medical and drug costs were expected to surplus by $3 million. I'm curious if we have any information if that's due to something internal within the county or our plans or what's been provided, or if that's something external. I've heard things said in the insurance industry, like that a lot of commonly used prescription drugs have been moving off of patent, and so now they're more widely available, or that that's happening, you know, ongoing this year. I'm just curious if we have any ideas of a narrative beyond just that line of, you know, that costs are going down. What is the reason those costs are going down, do we know?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Supervisor Alexander, that's one of the things I'm working on with the director of benefits there. And some of the things that we've looked at and seen and that we've been monitoring is, one, we thought at first it might be population related, you know, the number of people having the health care, but it does not seem to be population related. The estimates seem to be holding with that. And so we're also looking at issues such as the amount of care and that being taken. And to give a simple answer, we're not quite sure exactly the reasons why this has happened, and that's one of the things that with the new consultant that we have from Willis and that, we're trying to understand, you know, what some of the breakdown of this and what's causing some of the reasons for this. You know, did we have a lot of services that we provided in the latter part of 2011 and therefore people didn't need as many services? One of the things that we were being told is that we would possibly be expected to see a higher amount of services during the fourth quarter of 2012 as people hit the various limits, deductible limits, and other types of things. We haven't seen that yet either. And so the dollar amount has continued to be down for most of the year. And down, this is on 110 million approximately, so 3.8 isn't a significant amount, but or the 3 million isn't a significant amount, but it is something to monitor. And so we're continuing to see improvement in this number. I expect that this number will continue to get better from what I'm projecting to you to, and that's what we're seeing in the weekly payments that we are making to them.
Those are all my questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Alexander. I would entertain a motion to receive and place this item on file. Supervisor Jersey.
I do have some questions for Mr. Mansky.
Go ahead.
I'm mostly interested in the report about the Sheriff's Department. The couple of issues there. The inmate medical program, which during the 2012 budget we had asked the sheriff to work with Department of Health and Human Services. You indicate that the takeover did not occur and a fund transfer is approved in October restoring expenditure authority. I'm not sure I understand how that worked. Could you flesh that out a bit?
Yes. I believe that this was supposed to occur after approximately 6 months. After what? July 1st. So after 6 months, this was supposed to have occurred. So what they did is they budgeted over in BHD the personnel costs for a half a year, assuming that all of the people would move under BHD's control, and also the drug-related costs, all of the costs of, in essence, providing the care, medical supplies, drugs, personnel costs, all of those things. And then what the Sheriff's Department had on their books is, since BHD would not be responsible on their bottom line for this, there was a cross charge over to the Sheriff's Office from BHD. So let's say the total amount was $10 million, and I'm not sure if that's the exact amount.
What was the amount budgeted? $17 million
for medical unit total, so maybe $8 million ended up in BHHS's budget.
Yeah, so BHD had both the budget for the second half of the year for all of the personnel costs, commodities, supplies, all of those types of things, and then a cross charge over to the Sheriff's Department. So their net impact to BHD would have been zero for it, for the cost. And then the Sheriff's Department had the a cross-charge cost coming to them for the $8 million, but they did no longer had any of the, for the second half of the year, any of the personnel costs, medical supplies, any of that. So what the fund transfer's intent was to do is just reverse all of that. In essence, bring all of the personnel cost, all of the medical supply cost that was in BHD, bring it all back to the sheriff, get rid of the cross charge so that BHD has none of that anymore in their books.
Really, what the sheriff did, based on the budgetary information we got and hearing from Mr. Cologne, is refuse to work with BHD, and as a result, got money back in his budget. I mean, this is highly outrageous. And we're still under the Christensen decree and all the others. And I'm sorry, Mr. Mansky, I know you don't need the flack, but this is really outrageous. And to have to get it fleshed out like this is just. And then on top of that, the sheriff has in here in the provision on charging out of county for bomb squad and so on, which we've asked him about before. He refuses to respond, and then in here states that he's awaiting, where is that? He's awaiting for the county to create the policy on it. I mean, the man speaks out of both sides of his mouth on this, and, you know, this I assume came from the sheriff's office, is that correct?
Yes, the report did come from them. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it's almost laughable to me. He plays games with us. He succeeds in not cooperating with the directive, gets money in his budget, does whatever he darn wants out of state, and then puts it on the board as to why he does it. I'm outraged, and his recent behavior with regard to the House is going to continue to have, and we were going to cooperate with the sheriff because we put money in the budget for him, but this is inexcusable. So. Thank you for taking my heat on that. But there are other things in here as well. But those two things are outrageous. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Anyone else have any comments, concerns? I would entertain a motion to receive and place on file.
So moved.
Supervisor Cohen moves to receive and place on file this item. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion, Supervisor Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Hipsta.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cohen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion 8-0 to receive and place on file.
Thank you.
Next item would be...
Item number 16.